At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Do you enjoy this podcast but wish you had more weekly short doses of insights and nuggets? Well, if you didn't know, I recently launched an email newsletter where you can join and connect with a community of like-minded young women around the world, also on the journey of personal growth. This weekly email includes everything from mindful insights and finds, tips on living well, relationships, my personal experiences, and a lot more. Subscribe to get your weekly email newsletter. The link is directly in this podcast episode show notes, or you can head directly to my website at emilyelizabeth.blog and you can sign up from there.
I'm Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And for today's solo episode, I wanted to dive into the topic of the importance of knowing what you want and the direction you want to go in, while also balancing it with the natural uncertainty and going with the flow of life. And a part of this episode topic was inspired by a recent conversation I had with guest Stephanie Taramina, who's actually the mom of my best friend from high school. And she mentioned in this conversation, which I highly recommend if you haven't listened to yet, it's actually episode 295. We spoke about her decisions and what she realized looking back led to her decision to marry her then husband and make these decisions in her 20s at a time that she didn't quite know herself yet. But also, there were moments where she knew that it wasn't the right fit and she still went forward with it. And a part of it was due to going with the flow a little bit too much. And it got me thinking, you know, I find myself kind of on the opposite side of the coin or spectrum, which is that I tend to be more rigid than the average person, and I can definitely own up to that. But I tend to be more rigid in knowing what I want and knowing the direction that I'm going to go in. And it made me think about, well, where is the sweet spot in the two? Because you need both, right? You need to be able to go with the flow. And you also need to have certain goals that help lead you in the direction that you want to go. And this is, for me, very relatable as a former competitive athlete, where a lot of the way we planned out the year and the months and leading up to competition, it was based on specific goals and how ready we are when the time comes. And so, you know, I can at least speak on personal experience. I wouldn't be where I am sitting here in my New York apartment and living this life and having lived in Los Angeles and New York, coming from a small town in Pennsylvania. I wouldn't have been able to do that without, number one, knowing that these are things that I want, and number two, creating some sort of game plan to make those things happen. And so, from my perspective, there is not much going with the flow as much, besides the small things, maybe like the apartment or neighborhood I live in or things of that nature. But I remember the moment I decided I wanted to move to LA, for example, within the next day or so, I was already looking at apartments And within the following week, I signed the apartment lease. And that was actually kind of the same scenario with New York. I moved here, and prior to moving here, I was already in the back of my mind thinking about, okay, what neighborhood would I want to live in? What apartment building could suit me best? Things like that. I was already hunting months out before I was moving here. So I wasn't leaving it up to, you know, fate or, you know, last minute timing to get me to New York, because then I would have limited choices and options. And that for me would give me anxiety. And, you know, I think, again, it kind of just depends on each person's life circumstance. But I do think, and this is a little bit biased, I do think when you have a level of conviction in what you want out of your life, and it doesn't have to be very specific, but it can be something general, like a general idea of how you would love to live life if it was a perfect world and you could literally hand select that, what would that look like, right? And so I do think it's hard to really recreate that from your head, your vision, to the reality if you don't implement certain steps to get there and you're just going with the flow. On the flip side, coming from someone that is more rigid than go with the flow, I've noticed that there are certain times in life where I need to be able to go with the flow and accept that certain plans just won't pan out and that's okay and it's just going to be a pivot. And for me, it's mainly occurred in the smaller micro things that as a more type A person, it's easy for me to get caught up in. So let's say, I have plans for the whole week because I do tend to plan out my entire week. I have my morning workout planned. I have plans with who I'm grabbing dinner with, all of that. And let's say one or two people cancel on me. Years ago, when I lived in LA, that would oddly throw me off. That would just throw me off so much. I would not know what to do or how to handle it. And over time, I realized that I need to reframe that in my head. I need to reframe almost the fact that, hey, this will likely happen. Okay, so how would I respond to that in my head if this were to happen? When you actually play that out in your head, you tend to fear of it less because you've actually played out the worst case scenario in your head that you think would be, right? So that's something that I've done, is like going with the flow. Now, where going with the flow, I think, can impact you negatively, and of course, this is just my opinion, but when it comes to important decisions, big decisions, like where you want to live, or perhaps a life partner, someone that you might end up spending a good chunk of your life with, or hopefully the rest of your life with, those are times where I feel like going with the flow, as Stephanie Taramina said on our episode, going with the flow and not really sticking by what you want can harm you more in the long run. And in that episode, she spoke about part of why she went with the flow is because she didn't have the space or time, or didn't give herself the space and time to really get to know herself and really get to know what she wants, what she likes, what she doesn't like, what's important to her for her to be able to experience in her lifetime, and so forth. And I said it on the episode earlier this week, but I think part of figuring out what you want in your life is indulging in the things that interest you. Starting from there, like indulging in hobbies or just things and places that interest you. Because along the way, which is where the going with the flow comes into play, from my experience, along the way, it helps you make better decisions going forward. Like, for example, me visiting Paris and south of France, and that was recent, it highlighted to me like this idea of, okay, I've always dreamed of maybe living in Paris for maybe 3 months, you know? And being around French culture and being over there by myself really highlighted that. It really put it out there that, you know, you really love this place. You know, if money wasn't an issue, you would go and do this. And I only figured that out by going to go do the thing. You know what I mean? So in this case, like, I went to south of France on my own. I've gone to Paris by myself before. I've also gone with other people, but I've been there 2-3 times now. And each time it reinforces this, like, aha, I love this city. I would love to spend some time here. I would love to spend longer time here. So this part helps me understand, hey, this is something that I believe that I really want.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And how this can play out, let's say, in a relationship dynamic is, you know, if you get into something, which is something that, as Stephanie shared, she didn't have going into that relationship, but as you get to know yourself, you start to see what you like, what you don't like, what you want, what you don't want. And if she had gone into that knowing that this is something she wants and it was something that he was not willing to compromise on, right? That could be something that would have helped her make a better decision. Not that she regrets the decision, but it would have helped her make a better decision in terms of who's going to be an ideal partner fit for me. I think another thing that pops up in my mind when I think about, okay, knowing where you want to live, right? In a lot of cases, you will meet people that share some overlapping values or interests or passions, whatever, in certain physical environments. So let's say in the United States, people that live in New York are often there and often like the city for very specific reasons. And those reasons would not often overlap with, let's say, a city in the Midwest, maybe even Dallas, Texas. Maybe people like living in Dallas, Texas for a different reason than they would like New York. And so obviously, physical locations impact the type of people that you will run into. And that could be then impacts the people that would become your friends, would impact the type of people that maybe become potential partners for you. And so I think back to when I was graduating college. I mean, luckily I had an idea, which, funny enough, I need to share too. I didn't actually know that I wanted to move to New York until probably at least like 8 months out of college, because I visited, I was working in Orange County, California. I was working in my sales job a couple months after college. I started the job. And luckily, I guess I should say, it was at a time where it's an 8-week training process. And on the 8th week, you fly out and you go to their headquarters, which is in New Jersey. And it's also like a quick 40-minute train ride to New York. So because of that, I made plans to go to New York before and after my training at the headquarters. And on that trip, it was early, mid-January. During that trip was when I learned, oh my gosh, I love the East Coast. I miss New York. I miss a city environment. Feel like Orange County is too slow for me. This was such a signal. Like, I remember vividly walking on the Upper West Side, and I was like, I'm moving here. I'm gonna move here. And I set out to move after my lease ended, which was going to be around June 2020. But as we all know, 2020 had different plans for us. And so I ended up staying, of course, in Orange County. And I think at the time I thought that I would just stay there and I guess maybe wait it out. And then the following year I would move to New York. But as how life goes, the sweet spot between going with the flow and knowing what you want and going in that direction, right? And I'm always going to share from personal experience because that's the only way I can explain and something that really resonates with me and something that might connect with you. So at the time, I was dating someone that during the pandemic, so this is like June to July, this was like starting around early July 2020, and it lasted for about 2 months. We would talk every day. This person was well into their 30s, and I was, again, yes, giving context here, I was only 23, but this person was mature and had such a vast perspective on life. And you know, I remember this person, he's in arts, he was a cinematographer, and I remember I felt very inspired by talking to this person, dating this person, and he lived in LA at the time. And long story short, in our interactions and the few times that we had gone on dates and whatnot, I realized that LA may be a really great fit for me. And I didn't move to his neighborhood or anything. I ended up moving to Marina del Rey, Venice, California. But this inspiration was inspired by dating this guy. This whole idea, I was like, what am I doing in OC? I feel like I need a shift in environment, something that's faster, something that would be a better fit for me, something that has different types of people. And then at the same time, serendipitously, I met my very good friend, Ronnie. He's been on the podcast. And, you know, he brought me into this entrepreneur brunch. I met a bunch of other entrepreneurs also based in LA. And that really sealed the deal for me because I think I already was planning on moving to LA and my lease was already signed. But that brunch was just like, okay, this is the direction I'm called to go into. And it was different. I had not really known many people in LA at the time, but I knew like, okay, Emily, worst case scenario, you're 45 minutes away from Orange County. You know, you can always go and meet up with the friends down in Orange County. You're not going to lose them. And I was right. Like, I was very easily able to hang out with my friends in Orange County where I once lived. But the point of all of that is, you know, LA was never in the cards. I never thought about moving to Los Angeles, and nor did I really ever think about moving to New York either until I was planted in that city. And I was like, you know, I could see this. I could really see this. And that's the exact same thing that happened for LA. And so the going with the flow was, okay, you know what? LA will be my buffer. I'm going to move here. I'm going to live in this apartment for 1 year. And then after that year, I will move to New York. And I'm actually kind of thinking, I feel bittersweet thinking about this right now. You know, I miss LA sometimes and I miss that apartment a lot because it was a massive one bedroom and much more space than I really needed. But yeah, like it was a great year, although it felt longer. And I grew a lot. I grew in the sense of becoming better at knowing, once again, knowing what I want for myself. And LA for me, I think, helped solidify what kind of person I want to become. What are my genuine interests, right? Despite maybe my mom at the time, she did not agree or want me to move to LA. She was very adamant about me not moving to LA. And I just knew that this was the right environment for me. And I was right. I was 100% right. And there were so many other cases in my life experience where, you know, parents disagreed or they thought that this wasn't the right fit for me and whatever. And, you know, I can only say from my own decision making, as I got older and as I made my own decisions, the more I became, number one, more aware of what Emily wants and who she is. And number two, more confident in being able to make those decisions without whatever we want to call it, regret, or without feeling like I made a mistake. Mind you, as even Stephanie shared on the guest episode in episode 295, there aren't really mistakes in life, you know? Of course, there's, you know, there are extreme cases, right? But in general, you just have to learn the skill of pivoting, right? Even for me, when I went to UC Irvine, which is in Orange County, but ended up transferring to Chapman. I knew I wanted to go to Southern California, and I knew that that was the environment I wanted to be in for college. And I was right. It was a great fit for me. UC Irvine served its purpose for the 2 years, and I wouldn't change that experience. At the same time, I learned very early on in life how to pivot, because I took the knowledge I had of the 2 years at UC Irvine, and I realized, you know, I don't think I'm going to graduate from this school, and I don't think I'm going to finish 4 years here, but I believe that pivoting and transferring to a different university will serve me best. And that's what I did. And it's time and time again of finding the sweet spot in knowing what you want and going after that thing and allowing yourself the awareness of, hey, not everything is going to work out as planned. This is something I've learned a lot, especially as a planner, but trusting that you are going to be fine with pivoting. And maybe you need to play the scenarios in your head. What does pivoting look like? What are the other options for you? Now, as a side tangent, as I said that, I couldn't help but think about how this occurs a lot in dating, where sometimes people are dating more than one person in the early stages of dating, where, you know, they want to make sure that they're maxing out all their options. It's a very American culture thing, because I know I've talked to some people from, you know, especially like different parts of Europe, where that's not really the way they date. And, you know, I wouldn't advise this in dating personally. I've never been a fan of dating and then trying to keep other people in your roster, so to speak, just so you feel safer, you know? I think that's where you really got to bring the trust back into yourself, right? Because earlier I was saying you got to learn to trust yourself and trust that you will know how to pivot. So that is the same thing in all aspects of life. If you lose your job, can you trust your own ability to pivot accordingly? If you part ways in a relationship or a situationship, whatever they call those things now, right? If something happens, can you trust yourself to pivot accordingly? Can you trust yourself to readjust? Everything is an internal work in progress. And the more you practice something, right? So whether that's the more you practice creating more structure and better goals and really ensuring that you schedule your priorities, that could be one side of the coin that you need to work on more. And the other side could be, okay, what are ways that you can train your mind to be more comfortable with going with the flow and relaxing a little bit? And what are ways that you can reframe if something doesn't go as planned? You know, I certainly struggled with that at certain points, and I still do every now and then. It just really depends on the context, but everything comes with practice. And I know for myself, when I hear this on podcasts or conversations amongst people, these things get planted in my head, and it reminds me every time, even if I don't fully grasp the lesson in the moment when I'm listening to it, I know that it's planting a seed as a small reminder for me that on this topic, it's great that I know what I want. It's great that I know the direction that I want to go in. It's great that I have an idea of, you know, maybe where I want to live, how I want to live. And, you know, I've written these things down. I've written down a whole vision of what a beautiful, perfect life would look like for me. That being said, I've also acknowledged that there are just things I can't fully plan, I can't fully control, but I can only rather trust my ability to make good judgment and good decisions along the way. And hopefully they will lead me to a life and continue to lead me to a life that is aligned and helps me feel a sense of joy and fulfillment. That is all for today's little episode. I hope this was helpful in some way, had you thinking about certain things in your own life. As always, if you enjoyed this episode or you learned something major from this, please be sure to let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram at Emily E. Duong. You guys know I love chatting with you all, and I'm so grateful to be able to have this podcast, this platform to share these little nuggets with you guys. So thank you so much, and I will chat with you all in the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.